news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Wednesday morning, the death toll in the United States alone from COVID-19 passed 100,000. Lester Holt of NBC News marked the milestone Tuesday night.
It's like we're living the stages of grief all at once. Denial, anger, bargaining, despair, and perhaps even acceptance. Is it possible we've come to accept 100,000 deaths, or are we simply unable to process it? This, of course, is not over, but we choose milestones to take stock, to remember, to share our sorrows until, as a country, we can confront the depths of our collective pain face to face.
Another sobering thought, the true death toll is almost certainly higher, as Dr. Anthony Fauci and other experts have said, as many people who died at home were not counted, and the White House is doing all they can to keep the numbers down. As parts of Europe and Asia look toward recovery, Latin America has now become the center of the global coronavirus outbreak. The director of the Pan-American Health Organization says the region has surpassed Europe and the U.S. in daily infection numbers. Mexico saw its largest single-day increases in both newly confirmed cases and reported deaths on Tuesday. The same day, Peru reported 5,000 new cases. And Brazil continues to suffer, with the daily death tolls this week surpassing those in the U.S. In other news, the Minneapolis Police Department has fired four officers over the death of a black man, George Floyd, after the officers restrained him, causing his death. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fried tweeted, "This is the right call." Thousands of people gathered outside a police station to protest after video surfaced on social media showing one of the officers with his knees on the back of Floyd's neck as he's handcuffed on the ground and crying, "Please, I can't breathe," multiple times before he appeared to go limp. So the cops were fired. That's a good thing. My next question is, when will these four police officers be arrested and charged with murder? Investment management firm Franklin Templeton on Tuesday fired an employee, Amy Cooper. Who? Well, she's the woman who was exposed in a viral video calling police on an African-American bird watcher in Central Park after he asked her to put her dog on a leash. Ms. Cooper apologized to the man, Christian Cooper, no relation. But her employer said it decided, after a review, to fire her, effective immediately, tweeting, quote, "We do not tolerate racism of any kind at Franklin Templeton." Good to hear. The Justice Department is reportedly telling lawyers for Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler of Georgia and James Inhofe of Oklahoma and Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California that it's closing investigations into stock trades they made shortly before the market fell when the coronavirus crisis hit. An inquiry into trades then Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Richard Burr made after getting closed-door briefings is ongoing, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing people familiar with the matter. The FBI spent 2 months looking into the trades made by the lawmakers, their spouses, or their investment advisors. All of the senators denied they did anything wrong. Feinstein, Loeffler, and Inhofe saying that their advisors made the trades without their prior knowledge. Sure. Donald Trump is on another rage tweet tantrum. I guess we can call it a tantrump. Anyway, this time it's against Twitter, who said weeks ago they'd begin flagging tweets with questionable contents. Well, they finally slapped fact-check labels on two of Trump's tweets Tuesday for the very first time. One of them falsely suggested that mail-in ballots were fraudulent, and the other referred people to news articles about Trump's unsubstantiated claim. A Twitter spokesperson said the company had labeled the tweets, quote, "to provide additional context around mail-in ballots." Trump accused Twitter of, quote, "stifling free speech," and then he suggested he'd close them down. Way to stand up for the First Amendment. Yeah. But Twitter refuses to do anything but apologize about Trump's latest Twitter attacks on Joe Scarborough, reigniting an old story about the death of an intern in the then congressman's office in 2001. Trump has repeatedly suggested, without evidence, that she was murdered. Timothy Clasutis, the former staffer's widower, pleaded with Trump to stop pushing the baseless allegation, saying in a letter that Trump, quote, has taken the memory of my dead wife and perverted it for perceived political gain. When asked about the letter on Tuesday, Trump still insisted the matter was, quote, suspicious.
You're suggesting that Joe Scarborough was responsible?
Yeah, a lot of people suggest that. And hopefully someday people are going to find out. Certainly a very suspicious situation, very sad. Very sad and very suspicious. Now, it's a very suspicious thing, and I hope somebody gets to the bottom of it. It'll be a very good thing. As you know, there's no statute of limitations. So it would be a very good thing to do.
Let me make this clear. That case was closed years ago, so there's nothing to get to the bottom of. Lori Klaiskouras died from an arrhythmia that caused her to pass out and hit her head on a table. End of story. Wednesday's a big day for space flight, perhaps. It depends on the weather. But SpaceX is planning an attempt to launch two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Wednesday afternoon. If the launch of the Crew Dragon spacecraft happens without a delay, it will mark the first time in history that a commercial aerospace company has carried humans into Earth's orbit. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.